number 9, Luka Deborah. And a good save there from Lilian Awar. Golden opportunity.
Dubs commentator Craig Mlemi calling Yale Giants star striker Luka Deborah's missed penalty shot against the Vihiga Queens. The Yale Giants stars are in third place of Group B with just 3 points following Wednesday's 11-0 loss to the Vihiga Queens of Kenya and Friday night's 10-0 loss to the Commercial Banks of Ethiopia, CBE. The Yale Giants stars defeated the new generation of Zanzibar 2-1 last weekend despite the absence of head coach Sonny Amaka, who was banned from standing on the touchline because she is not a CAF licensed coach. According to FIFA and CAF rules, a coach is required to have a B or an A license in order to stand on the touchline during international leagues. Amaka tells Sasdan in Focus it was difficult for her to give instructions from the stands where she was watching the game. However, she says certain players performed well despite her absence.
Even if you tell them the formation you guys are using, it needs you to be on touchline to instruct the players, to call them back, to tell them where they have to be. If someone forgets to tell, you call on the touchline, you explain to her on one what they're supposed to do.
Coach Abdulrahman Chol was called in to replace Amaka as head coach for South Sudan's team. Chol says the Giants stars lost their matches due in part to illness.
Some unfortunate circumstances could not help some of our players to play. Some of them became infected and we missed their participation in the second match. Some of them became sick. This is the main reason that made some of them not participate during the match. The environment was not helpful to some of them too. The weather here is cold and half of the team were infected with malaria while others got injured.
According to Chol, 6 players fell sick and 4 others were injured during a match last Sunday against the new generation of Zanzibar. Chol says injuries and illnesses have put his side in a difficult spot.
We are really striving to do whatever we can and we are telling our players that even if we lose the match, it shouldn't be like the result of yesterday. Our hope is that the remaining players would take courage to complete the rest of the matches. We are encouraging them and supporting them technically so that emotionally they are ready to face the next team.
Meanwhile, Sonny Amaka says her South Sudanese team will learn from their losses and improve in the future. And she believes the Yale Giants stars will keep the flag of South Sudan flying high in the international sports arena.
We are ready to fight. I'm here to fight. We have already taken a step ahead and we will never take the step back. We are moving forward. We are ready to fight and carry the flag of South Sudan. Raise the flag up. We will never give up until we succeed for the mission that we came for.
With just 3 points on Friday, the Yale Giants stars were knocked out of contention in the CAF Women's Champions League. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.